Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, June 26th. A mixed bag today on the board with corn, Minneapolis wheat, and soybeans higher, while Kansas City and Chicago wheat are lower in the Sunday night trade. Let's first take a look at corn. We've got December finishing the night session up 2.5 cents at 377 and three quarters, a modest bounce after dropping in a neighborhood of 25 cents last week. Notable in Friday's commitment of traders report, the funds are rebuilding a pretty sizable short position again in corn. They were short as of the Tuesday reporting period, 55,000 contracts of corn, and probably added 15 to 25,000 contracts during the balance of the week. So they could be close to 75 to 80,000 short right now, as we are down at the bottom of that range that we had been trading in for several months. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out with Friday's final acreage report. Taking a look at wheat, we've got September Chicago wheat down 5 3/4 cents at 467 and three quarters. Kansas City September down 7 cents at 475 and a half. Friday's commitment of traders report showed that the funds had covered about 60,000 contracts of their 80,000 short positions in the Chicago wheat. That's down from over 140,000 a while ago. And as we saw with the corn, when the funds had finally gotten out of their short position, that takes a lot of wind out of the sails of any recovery, and the markets turn around pretty quickly and back off. In the Minneapolis wheat, however, it's a different story. We've got September up 6 1/4 cents at 672 and a half, making a high of 680 overnight. There is some rain forecast in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, but a lot of this dryness is persisting through the western Dakotas and western areas of the U.S. and Canadian spring wheat, putting some stress on about a third of that crop area. So obviously a different story there in the northern plains. Moving to beans, we've got November finishing up 6 1/4 cents at 917 and a quarter. Again, a modest bounce out of the hole from last week's 30 to 40 cent decline. USDA did announce a sale today of 110,000 tons of beans to Bangladesh. So, you know, as is the case often, after we break quite a bit, it brings in some buying interest. So that should help. Funds are also building a significant short position in the beans, now short about 90,000 contracts. So again, this will be interesting to see how that plays out on Friday's acreage report, if there are any surprises. On the weather front, the rain that has knocked these markets down over the last week or so will be coming through in the next 6 to 10 days. Beyond that, after the 4th of July, the forecast for the Midwest rains thins out. Temperatures will start to warm up again, more in the western plains and western Midwest. We will have to see how those forecasts change moving into pollination. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 9 points at 96.85, helping a little bit. Crude oil up 19 cents a barrel at 43.20. Stock markets up about 60 in pre-opening trade. And gold is down $11.70 an ounce at $1,244.50 an ounce. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.